Good afternoon, and welcome back to We the People Radio. It's the second hour, actually. And we are discussing why Americans aren't told the truth about China, although that's starting to sneak out more and more and more with the NBA issue that happened here this last week. So the show's originally airing on October the 13th, 2019, in case you're listening to this on a re-record. And my name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff. Our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery. Pape Machinery is our brand new Reading area John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. So if you're looking for John Deere tractors or John Deere turf equipment, stop by and see them. They're at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake. And you can reach them on the phone at 226-9226 or on the web at papemachinery.com.
So, it's P-A-P-E.
Yeah, P-A-P-E.
Yep, just in case.
Yeah, in case you're looking it up, yeah.
And if you're planning for the next power outage, they have generators.
Yeah, you can get a generator there, too.
Get them early.
Yep, get them early.
And
get them often.
Make sure you know how to make them work.
There you go.
All righty. So, let's see. We've got, I just want to let people know before we get rolling here in the next hour, we started doing programs on China almost a year ago. November of 2018, and it just has become more and more and more important as the year has gone on. We've posted a few articles for you also on the page for today at wethepeopleradio.us. One of them is Liberal Idealism is Wrong. Hey, this one's for you, David. You should start reading The Federalist. You could learn a thing or two. But liberal idealism was wrong. Selling U.S. manufacturing to China did not make China more free. And I think that's a really important it's a really important point to make, because I do not think people have connected the dots on that yet. Dr. Chen, what do you want to throw in anything on that so we don't forget to mention it?
Yep. So that's a very good article. But it didn't go far enough.
No. It was something that you had brought up. I guess the reason it caught my eye was you had brought that up to us maybe a couple of months ago. And so I saw the title. I thought, oh, they're catching on.
Yeah. As I said, I can smell communism, miles away. And so, before we know it, China will dominate American lives, like it or not. It's getting more and more. And Bill just asked what this NBA means to America. I think the shocking factor is at the level of Pearl Harbor. And yet, still have to figure out what happened, right? And so the article... Aaron just quoted, the bringing a manufacturer job to China did not make China more free. But I would want to go one step further. In fact, it has made us less free. Why? Because just use NBA as an example. NBA teams and players act in the international stage, represent parts of America. When NBA gives the CCP real silence, but gives American values lip service, like we have witnessed in the past week, this affects us, America. And we have to wonder. And the thing is that I hope more capable people, professors, academicians, politicians, they know more than us, than me. Right? But they are not asking this hard question. How Americans view ourselves, including important questions like what are important to us? Money or what? And this connected to what's going on, including the NBA. And I hope, and I know, it's not that I hope, but I know this NBA saga will serve as a wake-up call, although it's a rude one, but it will be a wake-up call. Once America knows more about what has gone on for the past quarter century, they, because Americans in, I really like, you know, what Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, saying over and over, and he said he believed Americans, and Kavanaugh, Supreme Judge Kavanaugh also said the same thing. They believe Americans in their nature are fair. So once we expose more and more what America have gone through for the past quarter century, Americans' fairness will show up. And so the future to me is bright. It's actually a waking up, it's a wake up process. And this will make the world, we're not only making America great again. We will make the world great again through Americans' awakening. And so this is what's the significance of this NBA saga, right? And so we need to ask, through this, we need to ask some of the hard questions that forces, different forces, and trying to goad us away, trying to mislead us for the past quarter century. And for example, how much more money one needs to make? This whole NBA thing becomes controversy, of course, first because of the CCP's manipulation, and then they thought they caught a chicken, and they can kill this chicken and warn the monkey. The monkey in this case is American, or America, right? But that's the CCP. But also, our media. Some media rationalized NBA's action because they say there's a $4 billion stake right now related to the CCP. And that's just for NBA. But they're even more for the players because their shoe deal with Nike, and like, you know, many of the players have that deal, the shoe deal, like LeBron James, James Harden, all those, you know. And because they have a lot of money at stake, well, they are already making millions. How much more money one needs to make?
That is the age-old question, isn't it?
Right? And then when Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, these used to be my heroes, right? Truly, right? I claim myself to be top 1% of NBA fan. When I was in graduate school, I would say, you know, to my colleagues, to my professor, to my lab mate, to my classmate, I was a living encyclopedia of NBA. I mean, anything they need to know about NBA, they just ask me.
So on the one hand, you're studying molecular biology, and on the other hand, you're the encyclopedia of the
yes.
NBA.
Yes, I, you know, fanatic I was. Okay. So when Steve Kerr and Steph Curry, I mean, I'm sure they're told to say this, that they don't know the history of China. They don't know the issues there. Well, let's compare. Now, how much money one needs to make versus what Hong Kong people are going through?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think if you only even follow that peripherally that would be something that you, I mean, that if you care about a free society that you would support without reservation.
Right.
It seems odd to me that that would cause anybody to step back and apologize or anything. I don't.
To claim not knowing.
The what?
To claim the convenience of not knowing the situation.
Oh, yeah?
That is, yeah.
I think we call that ignorance is bliss. Our things aren't as fun as the chickens and the monkeys, but I believe the American expression is ignorance is bliss. Must be a very happy guy today.
In this case, ignorance is a convenience.
Yeah, then there's that. We have to take another really quick break, believe it or not. Capitalism is inconvenient today, actually. We still like it, and we're still going to support it, but it keeps butting in.
Keeps interrupting.
Anyway, you're listening to We the People. We'll be right back. You can find everything about our program at wethepeopleradio.us. So in case people actually don't go read this article in the Federalist, the first section is just something that I think, especially for folks that are thinking, well, I don't think this China thing's that big a deal, or it doesn't affect me, or I don't really get how I fit in or what I could do about it. But I really think a lot of it has to change between our ears. I would like us to change our shopping habits, but it's a heavier lift. The beginning of the article says the section of foreign policy realist has written a lot about why the U.S. rivalry with China is inevitable. In the liberal idealist heydays of the 1990s, when the Clinton administration was, quote, paving the way for normalizing China through the World Trade Organization, the conventional wisdom was that once the U.S. market was open to China, everything would fall into place, and the power of the market and capitalism would lead to the spread of human rights, democracy, and the rule of law. And that is just very commonly what we think here. You know, once people see, like, how much better it is, they'll just stop torturing each other and putting people in gulags and doing all those things, and it'll just magically become America Light or some version of that.
Yeah, they'll give up their power.
You know, the leaders
let the people run the thing.
Yeah, the leaders will see the light. It goes on to say this liberal idealism, which is enormously common and often comes up in strategic talks, is needless to mention naive and utopian. Nevertheless, it was the conventional wisdom that China, due to the burden of its global responsibilities, would become a responsible stakeholder and global citizen through greater market access. So if they just understood and had access to the open markets, then they would change the way they treat their citizens, the way they see the world. I just think probably Dr. Chen knows that the cultural shift is, has it happened at all, or have they just kind of gone the other way? Because and we talk a lot about this CCP, and that stands for the Chinese Communist Party. I guess I forgot to tell people last hour.
Has gone the other way.
It has gone the other way, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has gone away. And for those policymakers, they know it has gone the other way. And I want to, you know, I was going to talk this in a few, in maybe our next section, but I'm going to bring it ahead to here. I want to place an accusation against these policymakers like Bill Clinton, like, you know, Hillary Clinton, like, the two Bushes, like Obama. They are irresponsible. They knew if they are sincere about their belief, if they're sincere about this policy they have rationalized, then once they know, once they see the fact that it's not working and that it has hurt more people, then they will show a genuine apology, regret, and they will make up to them. They'll find a way to make up to them. Not only they haven't shown up, they have not shown any regret. And they just went on to, you know, do more of this. They treat all this, in the name of economic development will bring more democracy. They created opportunities after opportunities after opportunities, and every opportunity have turned into hurting more Chinese people. They didn't face, not only they didn't face it, they just went on for the next opportunity. And 2008 financial crisis in the United States is the last opportunity, or the Olympics was their last opportunity to take advantage of this. And that has brought catastrophe to this country. And that is the result of their betrayal to our value. And we'll have opportunity to look into them. But I accuse them of knowingly betray who they claim to help.
Mm-hmm.
And they have not shown any accountability. And I accuse them of not having a clear conscience. They're guilty in their conscience. And so to bring topic back to, you know, what I was asking earlier, how much more money one needs to make, and in comparison to the plight of Hong Kong and Chinese people who are fighting for the freedom. And Hong Kong Chinese people, their fight for freedom is not at all different from American ancestors who fought their struggle against the British Empire. Only in this case, the Hong Kong and Chinese people are fighting with no guns or any arms. And so the only thing they have is their will, their flesh, their tear, their blood, and their life. And that is what makes this one particularly horrific. And just recently, just last week, the report came out that the young Hong Kong protesters, college students, high school students, middle school students, they were raped, gang raped,
mm-hmm.
sodomized, and after they're abused, they were killed, and their body discarded as a suicide. And this is what's at stake. And this is the things that our NBA players claim, not knowing. They claim they need more education. And on top of that, this is what makes this is disgusting, that Nets owner, the new owner of New Jersey Nets, his name is Joseph Tsai, I wish you remember this name. Just last week, you know, in response to the NBA saga, Tsai said he accused those violated Hong Kong protesters as separatists. The Hong Kong protesters are not separatists. Right? When Joseph Tsai accused this, you know, violate Hong Kong protests as separatists, this accusation is much worse than Don Sterling, the former Clipper owner, who was stripped of his ownership of Clippers Club, right? Because his racist comment. Joseph Tsai's comment of the Hong Kong peaceful, you know, protest of separatists is much worse. And I hope NBA fans, and we all remember this, and one day we will come back to visit us and we'll ask Joseph Tsai whether these are separatists. And all this, you know, not knowing or the wrong accusation, all this are in the name of profit.
Right.
Rationalized and understood, quote, understood, in the name of money. And also, all this important, fundamental question are masked by money, which should let us to ask about ourselves. Do we live as money printing machine? Do we live for monetary value? Or do we as a people want to live for humanity values? And this is what forced upon us by the CCP, by this money-making rationale, justified by many different forces, our politician, our business, our media, and our academician. And this is what we would like to brought to our discussion. A discussion that has been suppressed by different forces. And this is what I hope that the NBA saga, and it's better late than never, right?
I know their statements are just another example of people in power positions talking about a topic they know nothing about, and they need to stay in their lane. And I mean, talk about basketball, because they don't know anything about
every time the sports world weighs in on some social or political thing. I don't know. It's funny. You'd think they'd have a 50-50 shot at being on the right side.
No,
but they never are.
They're
always on the wrong team, as they say.
All right, we got a break.
Quick break. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Chen. You're listening to We the People. Join us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
Sleep at the foot of old glory and awaken a dawn's early light. But much to my surprise, when I opened my eyes, I was a victim of the great compromise.
And it is urgent.
Yeah. Didn't you get a flyer in the mail with an urgent?
I did.
Yeah.
I did, from the Citizens Climate Lobby.
Yeah.
The bad part was they spelled urgent ergent. Rut-row. I'm sure their science is solid, though.
Their science got to be solid.
Brief rabbit trail there. Although it was very special. Dr. Chen, I realize this is kind of a question that probably nobody can answer, so I'm going to ask you, because you're an all-around smart guy. How the heck are we going to fix this?
We'll fix it with education.
Okay.
Some of the people just in trying to not speak up, and they say we need education. Okay, if you want education, if you're sincere about wanting to get educated, and we'll start with that. And this is why I think the topic China, before we know it, will dominate American news. It's already, you know, right now we hear much more than we hear before. But before we get to there, I want to bring up one final point related to this NDA saga. That I hear many people, including NBA player and executive and some commentator, are saying that, you know, we just didn't understand that how we just didn't know, and we're not aware that that's an entire different country. That's, that the people there have a different value system. And that hurts me.
Yeah, that's such a stupid thing to say.
As a Chinese American, I'm American, I'm a naturalized American, but I came from that country. That statement says that the Chinese people are different, fundamentally different. The Chinese were a different animal than Americans. They don't want freedom. They love to be slaves.
Yeah.
If we are so sensitive about racist comments in this country, nothing here compared to that racist comment. I mean, this is not about even the color. This is about an entire people not to be enslaved.
Right.
And this is a people who were easily offended by America's support for their freedom. Because one American, Daryl Morey, just posted seven words to, you know, support freedom. And that somehow offended the whole entire Chinese population who refused to be free. And they will boycott NBA. Mm-hmm. They will not come to watch NBA. Nothing could be more, you know, ridiculous. Can be more from the fact. Yet this false narrative somehow have influenced us, some Americans at least. And that says a lot. That says how successful the CCP and money has been able to mislead us.
Well, you said it when you said the money. I mean, this is the problem. I mean, if it hurts the bottom line anymore, we're just going to have to change our values and go with it, because it's about,
we're just going to have to ignore, actually.
Yeah, because it's about the profit. It's about the money. And, you know, sorry about that. But
well,
it's horrible.
One of the articles that you had sent kind of, you know, went with another program that we did. But the title of the article, this was in the Standard. Lawmaker says overseas cops should probe suicides, and suicides is in quotes. So some of the, you know, a lot of these different people who stand up against the Chinese Communist Party at some level or another become, they magically develop mental issues and commit suicide.
Well, you posted the story of the 15-year-old girl, the protester, who
and that too
was found floating in the ocean that Dr. Chen was talking about. I mean, just
yeah.
it's a quick 3-minute little video. You should watch that. And this is what's happening that is not reported, but it's a cultural thing.
And nobody's looking into it,
yeah.
Really,
yeah, yeah.
Or is anyone?
It's different values, so, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's sick.
And another thing I want to remind our business. Most American business are built on American value. They extract 90%, NBA extract or receive 90% of their profit in the United States. These are U.S.-based companies. It is America made their business successful, and they got 10% extra from China. So, for that 10% extra profit, I pose this question to you. Are you willing, are you consciously aware that you are betraying your 90% profit for that 10% extra profit. Maybe they'll say, they'll justify, well, that 90% is granted. I mean, it's going to be us anyway. Well, think again. When you know, Americans would quickly read and find out there are companies who, you know, while they based in the U.S., they succeeded in establishing the U.S. and going out to other countries and sell out American values. American people are going to wake up and see through that. And there will be a day of reckoning. And so we need to let these people think of these hard questions.
Yeah, at some point, we have to get back to that. We have to get back to what's right and what's wrong. And you know, if we have to pay an extra $20 for a washing machine, so be it.
Yep, need to happen.
It may need to happen.
As far as sources for people to go do some reading on these, I know we have included the Epoch Times. We have them online, Epoch Times, and they do an excellent job. Who else would you recommend for either watching or reading?
There's a small magazine and website called the China Scope. They publish a daily briefing on some issues. And there are also, now there are better publication, the books on China also. Peter Schweizer has a Secret Empire, a book called Secret Empire. That's about some of our politicians included to make money, including making money in China. That's a good book to read. Professor Pei, PEI, has a book called The Crony Capitalism of China. That's worth reading. And I'll recommend more throughout this program, and maybe some articles. Yeah, I see the hope. They're better and more righteous articles and commentary being published.
Yeah, I think the more we bring this to light, the more people will post information.
Of course, Peter Navarro and Greg Argy, two people that you should invite to this program, they have a book called The Death by China.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and so this has been used to be attacked. These people used to be attacked by pro Chinese politicians and media as China called. They gave us a name, China attackers or something like that. I forgot the name, but basically they claim us against China. We're against the CCP. We love the Chinese people. You know, they are the one that they're the one that love the Chinese money. They don't love Chinese people.
Hmm. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I just hope people will go on the page and read some of the articles that we posted. Really tells the story about what's happening and who China is. Because you're right, it's education.
Public awareness.
Yeah, and actually, if, you know, when people hear things on the mainstream media that just kind of don't make sense, I mean, you see all these protesters in Hong Kong, and yet somebody says, hey, I support those guys for trying to promote freedom of speech, and then they get slammed. That ought to be a heads up for pretty much anybody who's paying attention. You don't have to be a world policy expert in order to know that that actually doesn't add up properly. We've got to take a really quick break. We're going to come right back with our guest, Dr. Chen. And I guess we could play Dr. My Eyes, huh? I forgot to send my little message on what exactly we're going to play when we went on break. You can find all our information, and also those media sources that we just listed are on our website at wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Dr. Chen, before we leave this topic of suicide, which is just, honestly, unless you just have your head in the sand, it's a government-sponsored, you know, murder. So pretty much anybody who crosses them, if they can't, you know, if they can't get you one way, they'll ultimately find you, well, like Shane Todd, hanging from the back of your bathroom door, or like the girl in the video you sent us, floating in a body of water. Do people in China have any recourse on that at all?
And who? And I know they're investigating. Who's investigating? Is it the government?
Well, the conclusion, you know, the government has already a conclusion. They just, you know, retrofitting the process so as to fool more people. Well, this killing people and posted a suicide is a tactic that has developed back in 1999 in mainland China when CCP launched its violent persecution against 100 million Falun Gong practitioners. And they have a policy that the dead Falun Gong practitioner are suicide.
Right.
So it came from there. If there's no recourse now, but there will be. If there isn't a recourse in the future, then there wouldn't be humanity. So there will be, but right now there isn't. So that's why right now is the darkest hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it truly is. And we posted that story on the history of the Falun Gong, and I got to tell you, it's not a pleasant read, some of the things that happened to those people, but I highly recommend you read it anyway, and you'll know more about what we're talking about.
Well, and the shows we've done on the forced organ harvesting and all that, I mean, these are all things that are...
The torture, and I mean, it's...
Kind of starting to come out little by little, but when you talk about a country that's doing 200,000... organ transplants,
yeah.
And you have, I don't know, I could be off by maybe 10, but like 27 people on the organ transplant list. I mean, that's not even close.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So the folks in Hong Kong that are protesting, how long do you think China will let that go before just something gigantic happens? And I guess, what do you think that they'll do to stop it?
It's up to us as well. It's up to the international pressure. That they have not pulled a trigger so far has already something to do with international outcry. If the international society or community keep their vigilance, speak more and more, pay more attention, it will help the Hong Kong people more. And if we look other ways, something bad will happen, just like in 1989.
Yeah, the Tiananmen Square. It's sad that I mean, they're basically just picking them off one by one. They've identified them. You know, they have huge facial recognition over there. They look
right at
the crowds, and then they just go out and they quietly pick them off one by one. And there should be an outcry right now.
What are the people in China being told? Nothing? Do they know that that's happening?
They were told, just like Joseph Tsai, I mentioned earlier, told us, that these people are, rioters. They are separatists.
Oh.
Joseph Tsai is telling the same story to Americans as the CCP telling the Chinese people.
Wow. Whether they are or whether they aren't, it's the fact that these people are being murdered, it needs attention.
Needs exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So how long, any idea? I mean, has this gone past it seems like it's gone past the tipping point for the protesters. They're not all going to turn around and go home. And the government isn't going to let them win.
It's a contest of will.
Uh-huh.
And there are, if Americans know about the story, they will cry. Many of the protesters in Hong Kong, they are, teenagers.
Right.
And they carry, many of them carry in their back pocket when they go out their home to participate the demonstration. They carry two things. One is their passport as identification. And then the second thing is their will.
Oh.
They're teenagers. They have will prepared.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
And many parents in Hong Kong nowadays, they help. At least I read some story that, a mother go out with her daughter to buy the face mask because they're shooting tear gas. So the mother or parents will help their son and daughter to buy protection mask. So they know what could happen to them. But then the older generation, the parents, apologize to their son and daughter, and they say, because we didn't do enough, now we compel you to do this.
That's got to be brutal thing to do to a family.
Yeah. And so that's why I say that for Americans who won our freedom through a war, independence war, we fought that war. Our ancestors fought that war with gun arms and blood. Chinese people are fighting for their freedom with no gun, no weapon, but pure will, blood, tear, and life.
And the least we could do is get our idiot NBA players to not stab them in the back. I mean, they don't necessarily have to go put themselves in harm's way. All they have to do is not oppose them, not apologize. It's really funny, all the things that they really not doing something, not, you know, the not apologizing, if they just would have kept their mouth shut, that would have actually been helpful.
That would have been better than what they did.
Yeah. That will at least tell the CCP that, no, as Americans, we are not buying your story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that's right, because I mean we have an election coming up, and the socialists are running hard to take over our government.
Yeah, look, David took time to call us. He hasn't called us in years, to be a pest.
Yeah, he's activated.
He felt the need to call us back.
Sleeper cell there, but
David in the sleeper cell in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Thought he'd throw in and impeach Trump, but...
You know, I read the other day, you can vote communism in, but you always have to shoot your way out. And that's that's what we're lining up for if we don't wake up and stop this every place we can. But to open the door in our country, I mean, this...
Because
it should be an eye-opener.
We're going to somehow be able to do it better because it's worked out so well every other place.
Yeah.
Dr. Chen, I hate to say it, but we have, again, run out of time. I know you have a very nice lineup for us in the future of people. So let's get cracking on that. If you wouldn't mind contacting those folks and giving them our information, we would be happy to schedule them, because this topic needs to continue, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again, too.
Yeah, I am doing that.
All right, very good. We're happy to bring this this topic to the public, because I think folks need to know. And I hope people will go to wethepeopleradio.us, click on the China tab at the top, and we have listed all the shows we've done on this topic. Thank you so much, Dr. Chen. We'll see everybody next week. Jen, before we leave this topic of suicide, which is just, honestly, unless you just have your head in the sand, it's a government-sponsored, you know, murder. So pretty much anybody who crosses them, if they can't, you know, if they can't get you one way, they'll ultimately find you, well, like Shane Todd, hanging from the back of your bathroom door, or like the girl in the video you sent us, floating in a body of water. Do people in China have any recourse on that at all?
And who? And I know they're investigating. Who's investigating? Is it the government?
Well, the conclusion, you know, the government has already a conclusion. They just, you know, retrofitting the process so as to fool more people. Well, this killing people and posted a suicide is a tactic that has developed back in 1999 in mainland China, when CCP launched its violent persecution against 100 million Falun Gong practitioners. And they have a policy that the dead Falun Gong practitioner or suicide.
Right.
So it came from there. If there's no recourse now, but there will be. If there isn't a recourse in the future, then there wouldn't be humanity. So there will be, but right now there isn't. So that's why right now is the darkest hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it truly is. And we posted that story on the history of the Falun Gong. And it's—I got to tell you—it's not a pleasant read. On some of the things that happened to those people, but I highly recommend you read it anyway, and you'll know more about what we're talking about.
Well, and the shows we've done on the forced organ harvesting and all that—I mean, these are all things that
the torture, and I mean, it's
kind
it's,
of starting to come out little by little. But when you talk about a country that's doing 200,000 organ transplants, and you have. I don't know, I could be off by maybe 10, but like 27 people on the organ transplant list. I mean, that's not even close.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So the folks in Hong Kong that are protesting, how long do you think China will let that go before just something gigantic happens? And I guess, what do you think that they'll do to stop it?
It's up to us as well. It's up to the international pressure. That they have not pulled a trigger so far has already something to do with international outcry. If the international society or community keep their vigilant speaking more and more, pay more attention, it will help the Hong Kong people more. And if we look other ways, something bad will happen, just like in 1989.
Yeah, the Tiananmen Square. It's sad that I mean, they're basically just picking them off one by one. They've identified them. You know, they have huge facial recognition over there. They look at the crowds, and then they just go out and they quietly pick them off one by one. And there should be an outcry right now.
What are the people in China being told? Nothing? Do they know that that's happening?
They were told, just like Joseph Tsai, I mentioned earlier, told us, that these people are, rioters. They are separatists.
Oh.
Joseph Tsai is telling the same story to Americans as the CCP telling the Chinese people.
Wow. Whether they are or whether they aren't, it's the fact that these people are being murdered, it needs attention. It's
needs exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So how long... Any idea? I mean, has this gone past the... It seems like it's gone past the tipping point for the protesters. They can't... They're not all going to turn around and go home. And the government isn't going to let them win.
It's a contest of will.
Uh-huh.
And there are... if America knows about the story, they will cry. Many of the protesters in Hong Kong, they are, teenagers.
Right.
And they carry, many of them carry in their pocket when they go out there to participate the demonstration. They carry two things. One is their passport as identification. And then the second thing is their will.
Oh.
They're teenagers. They're teenagers. They have will prepared.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that,
and
that's...
And many parents in Hong Kong nowadays, they help. At least I read some story that, the mother go out with her daughter to buy the face mask because they're they're shooting tear gases. So the mother or parents will help their son and daughter to buy protection masks. So they know what could happen to them. But then the older generation, the parents, apologize to their son and daughter, and they say, because we didn't do enough. Now, we compel you to do this.
That's got to be a just a brutal thing to do to a family.
Yeah. And so that's why I say that for Americans who won our freedom through a war, independence war, we fought that war. Our ancestors fought that war with arms, with gun arms and blood. Chinese people are fighting for their freedom with no gun, no weapon, but pure will, blood, tear, and life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the least we could do is get our idiot NBA players to not stab him in the back. I mean, they don't necessarily have to go put themselves in harm's way. All they have to do is not oppose them, not apologize. It's really funny, all the things that they really not doing something, not, the not apologizing, if they just would have kept their mouth shut, that would have actually been helpful.
That would have been better than what they did.
That will at least tell the CCP that, no, as Americans, we are not buying your story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that's right, because I mean we have an election coming up, and the socialists are running hard to take over our government.
Yeah, look, David took time to call us. He hasn't called us in years to be a pest.
Yeah, he's activated.
He felt the need to call us back.
Sleeper cell there, but
David in the sleeper cell of San Francisco.
Yeah.
Not he throwing in impeach Trump, but...
You know, I read the other day, you can vote communism in, but you always have to shoot your way out. And that's that's what we're lining up for if we don't wake up and stop this every place we can. But to open the door in our country, I mean, this...
Because we think
be
it's gonna, we're going to somehow be able to do it better because it's worked out so well every other place.
Yeah.
Dr. Chen, I hate to say it, but we have, again, run out of time. I know you have a very nice lineup for us in the future of people. So let's get cracking on that. If you wouldn't mind contacting those folks and giving them our information, we would be happy to schedule them, because this topic needs to continue, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again, too.
I am doing that.
All right, very good. We're happy to bring this this topic to the public, because I think folks need to know. And I hope people will go to wethepeopleradio.us, click on the China tab at the top, and we have listed all the shows we've done on this topic. Thank you so much, Dr. Chen. We'll see everybody next week.